Thank you, Mr. President. I want to thank all of the speakers who have offered recommendations and insightful remarks to the state of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Your statements are duly noted, and we will consider them whether we take them on board. Mr. President, in keeping with the international practice of ladies first, I wish to address a few advanced questions which questioned whether the government has taken any steps to increase the representation of women in political and public life. And I would say from the outset that sitting here in my capacity as the Senator and Minister of State with responsibility for foreign affairs and foreign trade is indicative that our government champions women. Mr. President, in the 2020 general elections in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, I am happy to report that the participation of female politicians was recorded at a rate of 40%, which is an increase compared to previous years. As it relates to the composition of the House of Assembly, there is female representation in the House at a rate of 17.3%, an increase from the 2015 to 2020 parliamentary cycle, which was 13%. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we elected our first female Speaker of the House. The Deputy Speaker of the House is also female, and a number of high-ranking positions are held by women throughout the state, including the Director of Public Prosecutions, the Registrar of the High Court, the President of the Family Court, the Solicitor General, the Registrar of Companies, the Chief Magistrates, and myself as Minister of State with responsibility of foreign affairs and foreign trade. In our civil service, 50% of the civil servants are women. As it relates to high-ranking positions in the civil service, over 60% of those positions are held by women. As it relates to middle management level, over 50% of those positions are held by women. In addition to these previously outlined statements, the government, through the Gender Affairs Division, has collaborated with the Caribbean Institute for Women in Leadership, CIWIL, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines chapter helps to train, recruit, and mentor aspiring female politicians. CIWIL was established in November of 2020, and the organization is non-political but multi-partisan. And this is an independent, non-governmental organization established with the objectives to monitor, strengthen, and increase women's political participation in leadership in the state. So, in the final analysis, and for all that I have said, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines takes seriously the involvement of women in leadership positions, Mr. President. I will now give the floor to Mr. Kezron Walters, Crown Counsel in the Ministry of Legal Affairs, St. Vincent and the Grenadines.